Okay, let's go. We're up to Perikei Pasuk Yutes. Ato Hashem li'olam teishev. You Hashem yurth. You li'olam teishev. You are established forever. Kisacha l'dor v'dor. Your throne is for all generations. Pasuk Yutes in the Targum. Ato Hashem le'alam beis mosvach. You Hashem. Your throne, your seat is established forever. Where? So it says here, the Targum adds, where is that so? Bishmei Miroimo. Your kise, your teshev in the heavens, but korsei yikorach lidorei doraya. But your kise chvaidecha is for all generations. Okay, there's a lot of depth in this pasuk. The main point I want to make is that the concept, we mentioned this many, many times in the shir, is that the concept of time is one of the most gashmiistic, is probably the greatest ever gashmi in creation. Even though it seems that time is spiritual, it's impossible for us to touch, to control time. We are used to, I think the best way we can define gashmi versus ruchni is gashmi we feel at least we have control over. A davar gashmi, a book, it's matter, I have control. I can shape it, I can cut it, I can melt it, I can mold it, I can do with gashmis whatever I want. Technology, we've taken whatever this world has to offer, we've transformed it, we've molded it, we've arranged it. By Wallerstein, Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Do you know this is Rabbi Wallerstein? You know how many children were mechanich? What a good mechanich this person is? Rafal Wallerstein. Okay, so we have over here this idea of time, zman, ledor vodor, time. Time is something which is davar, which is, even though to us it seems like it's something which is spiritual. The truth is, this is the main difference between this world, this is the primary difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh, in this world, everything is linear. Yesterday, today, present, past, and future. But in the Olam Ha'emes, it's all the same. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hoya, Hoya Ve'yeh, everything is merged, is synthesized into one moment. That is impossible for us to relate to. Let us take a step back, classic idea that we discussed many times, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We say this every single day in davening, in Nevolat Zion, and there in Nevolat Zion we actually translate the words of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The first Kadosh translated is Kadosh Al-Ara, Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy, I'll just translate loosely, in the heavens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy in the highest heavens. The second Kadosh, Hashem is holy on this world, and the third Kadosh is Zman. Let me actually translate, read the words. Okay, we start Kadosh, 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 Shem, Tzavakas, Velochavis, Kadosh, Umekabli, Dein, Menin, the Amen, Kadosh, HaHoli, Bishmei, Miroima, in the lofty heavens, Ila'a, on high, Beis, Shechinte, is the abode of His presence. Then the second Kadosh is Kadosh Al-Ara, upon the earth. And the earth is Oivad Givurte, the product of His might. The third Kadosh is Kadosh Le'olam Ule'olmei Olmaya. So the Targum translates three times Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It doesn't mean very holy. Like, I think that's what a child, you ask a child, why do you say it three times? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The child will tell you, Hashem is super, super duper holy. Repetition three times. That's not what it means. Kadosh means Hashem is holy in Shemayim. Hashem Kadosh is Hashem is holy on the earth. And the third Kadosh is time. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies time. His Kedusha permeates this concept called Le'olam U'Le'olmeil Maya Zman. Now when we say in Shmone Esrei, this, we say exactly the same thing. Ato Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, U'Kidoshim V'Chol Yom Yehalelucha Sela. It's exactly the same thing. Ato Kadosh means you, Hashem, your essence in heaven is Kadosh. V'Shimcha Kadosh, Shimcha means you're the way we perceive you in this world. in this world there's no such thing. We can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too holy. The only way we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, his shame, is Gashmias, is this world permeated with his sanctity, but it's Hashem on this world. And then the third is Ukidoshim, holy people, b'chol yom, every single day, zman. So what we say in Shemona Esrei, Ato Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, Ukidoshim, b'chol yom, Yahalelucha Selah, parallels 100% the translation of Kadosh, 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 as it appears in the Targum, which we recite every single day when we say Uval Letzion. Kaddish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy, is holy Bishmei Miroima, Ilo'a, in the highest heavens. He is then holy Al Ara, on the earth, which is the product of Givurte. Kaddish Le'olam Uyolmei Olmayak, Shem is holy in time. Now in this Pasuk, fascinating Pasuk, it says, Ato Hashem Le'olam Teishev, you Hashem are Le'olam Teishev. Targum elaborates. That's the beauty of the Targum. Targum does not always do this, but here he gave us a bonus, and he elaborated, and he says, Atu Hashem la'alam, you Hashem forever, is beis mosfach b'shmei meroma. Your station. Well,
mosfach is like moshava.
Your moshav, your base, your home base.
Dwelling.
Your dwelling place is in the heavens, and he adds in the word, oh, it says the pasuk, le'olam forever. Le'olam. Now, le'olam is not, le'olam means forever, or maybe really you could say, le'alam also comes from the word of hidden. Alam. And then when it's kis achol le'dor v'dor. Now, dor v'dor means, that's a term which more openly expresses the concept of time. One generation to the next generation. The two do not overlap. Time, one generation does not necessarily, they're completely different, they're different units of time. Le'olam, le'olam forever, is a general term of time which wraps up all of time, past, present, and future. Le'dor v'dor breaks up time into units. There is the past, the previous generation, and then there is the young generation, the future generation. So when we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's his station, it's described as Le'olam. But when we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's throne, the Kisei, that we describe as Dor V'Dor. So that means that the Kisei, whenever we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod, it means Hashem's relation to us here on this world. This world is the world of Zman, of Gashmis, of Zman, and we refer to it with the word, the difference between Kisacha and Teshev. When we use the word Teshev, we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim. When we use the word Kisacha, it means a Kadosh Baruch Hu's connection to this world. On Rosh Hashanah, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshev Al Kisei Mishpat. So Hashem doesn't sit on his throne every day of the year. What does it mean that all of a sudden now, on this day, we have all the piyutim on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem sits down on his throne of judgment? Hashem is always sitting down on his throne of judgment. The answer is no. The whole year, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a different type of throne. It's a throne that is, to some degree, removed from this world. When we use the word kisacha, as it's used in this pasuk, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu connects himself more with this world to judge us and to guide us, to reward us and punish us in the daily affairs of this world. Okay, let's go to the next idea. Pasuk of Lama Ledesa. This pasuk. This pasuk is taken from the kinos. Lama Ledesach Tishkachenu. Why, Hashem, do you forget us for all seemingly forever? Ta'azveinu. We have to end with Lama a second time. Do you abandon us La'oirech Yamim for the length of days? It's the same idea as before. Orech Yamim is more of an expression of time in this world, and Netzach. Netzach is a term which wraps time into one unit. Past, present, and future are all merged, or all morphed into one term, Netzach. Oirech Yamim has a connotation like Lidor Vador, it parallels the previous pasuk of breaking up time into units. Rashi, Ato Hashem, Yodanu, we know, Ki Le'olam Teishev, for Hoyul V'chein Hu, since we know that you are forever, we demand of you, Lomel Netzach, why are you forgetting us? Why are you abandoning us? Le'oirech Yamim. Let's see the Targum Pasuk Lamed. Lama, why? Le'almin Tashlim Nono. Why are you forgetting us forever? The word la'alamin is l'netzach. And the next word is tishbe kinono. Are you abandoning us la'irichus yoimin for the length of days? Now we discussed last week, and Michal pointed out to me this past, we discussed last week the concept of the difference between not forgetting, not remembering, and forgetting. What exactly is the difference between the two? So I came across a new idea. The new idea is, let's focus on Parsha Zohar. We begin Parsha Zohar with the words, Zohar es asher osu lecha Amolek b'derech betzeischem in Mitzrayim. Remember what Amolek did to you in the past. Remember that when you were leaving Mitzrayim, asher korcha b'derech v'ayizani b'chokol hanech, shemachanech v'yato oyefi yogea, v'lo yorei elokim v'chulu v'chulu. And then the end of the Parsha says, v'hoyah, the future. What's going to be in the future? It's telling us what to do, and then it concludes lo tishkach. So it's very, very simple. You see here we have two terms used in the psukim. One is remember, and one is do not forget. Now before we even go further, if you go and look in the Siddur, it's very interesting, in the Siddur, the Sheish Zichiros. Here is a Siddur. It's very interesting that in the Sheish Zichiros, there's one of the Sheish Zichiros doesn't even say the word to remember. It just says, don't forget. Okay, let's point this out. The Har Sinai, Matan Torah. Okay, let's go to end of davening. Page 82 is Birchas Hamazon in this Siddur. That must be because it's Ashkenaz. Not everyone's a Chassid. Okay. Sheish Zechiros. The first one it says, Leman Tizkar, Es Yoim Tzeischa Mi Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. It only says the word Zechira. The second one it says, Maimed Har Sinai. It doesn't say the word Zechira at all. It says, Rak Yishom Alucha Ushmor Navshcha Mod Pen Tishkach. Don't forget. The third is Amalek. Amalek it says Zohar. And then at the end it says, Lo Tishkach. It's sandwiched between remembering and not forgetting. The fourth one is the Egel. The only thing it says both together in one shot. Zohar Al Tishkach. Both of them are wrapped together. And the sixth is Miriam, it says, only says Zohar. I'm sorry, that's the fifth, Zohar. And Shabbos also, it says Zohar. The question is, why by some does it say the word Zohar? Why by some does it say Al Tishkach? And why by some, why by one does it only say Shikha? So I think the...
Why did you add another four that also says Zohar?
So I think the answer lies in Parasha Zohar and Pa'amolek, because there the pasuk is very clear where the word Zohar is used in reference to the past, from the whole, it's a whole pasuk, and the word Al Tishkach is used in reference to the future. So I think the answer, so like, let me give you an example. So whenever you want to talk about the past, you think about the past. When you want to think about the future, you say the word Al Tishkach. And I'll try to prove this to you. We have a concept called a mace, is nishtakach min halev achar yud beis chodesh. Many people are very disturbed with this Marma Chazal, because they will tell you that it's not true. They very much remember their loved ones much longer than 12 months. They remember them. They remember them very well. They think about them. A day does not go by. A person can be 80 years old, and they'll tell you, a day does not go by. I don't think about my parents. I don't think about a person, had a child, had a close, even a friend. A day does not go by. I don't somehow think about them. So what does Chazal then mean? The nes is nishtakach min halev v'achayud beis chodesh. What then does it mean? So you'll get answers. You'll struggle. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't touch. Doesn't prevent you from functioning. But I think very simply, Chazal did not say that a nes is not remembered. A nes is the zikaroin. Adarav, you remember? We have a yizkar. Yizkar, how many times? Four times a year? You have Yizkar? You have Yizkar four times a year. What do you mean you don't know? It means Shikha is used in reference to the future. After 12 months, a person does not see his relative as being part of the future of his life. In other words, when a child grows up, you're married and you're going to get married. Who's going to take me down to the chuppah? My parents. Imagine your wedding. Who's going to accompany me? My parents. Who's going to be there by, when I have children, who's going to be there by this simcha, by that simcha? When you look at yourself in the future, when you plan to the future, you're always including your parents, or you're always including your loved ones in your future. When someone dies, and so for the first 12 months, it's painful, and you plan the near future, and you take the people that you're close with, and wait a minute, they have to be there. And when they're not there, when you realize that they're not going to be there at this event that's coming in the future, they're part of your future life, it's very painful. But after 12 months, a person they remember the past with the utmost clarity. But when they look to the future of seeing themselves go through life, it wears off the thought, or the thought that these people are going to be with you, are going to accompany you into your future. Because shikha, a mace, is nishtakach min halev acha yud beis chodesh. The mace is forgot. The word shikha is used in reference to the future, not the past. Remembering the past, you remember the past every single day. It affects you. You think about it. The yizkar. But how that past zecher is a part of you in your future wears off after 12 months. Now that idea is very interesting. If this idea is true, it definitely seems to be true when it comes to Parsha Zohar. We remember what they did to us, and when we come to Eretz, we have an obligation to obliterate them, so that's clearly referenced to the future. But when you then go take a look at all of the other Sheish Zechiros, it requires us to have a new look. For example, Matan Torah. Matan Torah does not tell us to remember Matan Torah.
I think by the Sarah
Mashkin,
it's also by Yishka Chayil, right?
The future.
You knew that he.
Exactly.
Have nothing to do with him. You know.
My future, okay. I have no plan to ever mention Yosef. It fits in very well. By Yishka Chayil, I remember what Yosef did. It will be part of my life, how I got here. But I have no plan to ever bring this up. By Yishka Chayil, I'm never going to bring this up to Paro. Fits in perfectly. Here as well, go through the, now, and that forces us, if this idea is true, this is an idea, if it's true, then when you look at the Sheish Zechiros, it completely changes the picture. For example, the first is, let's talk about Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, it's very interesting, it doesn't say the word to remember Matan Torah. The only thing it says about Matan Torah is Pentishkach. The past is not important. I mean, what does that mean, the past is not important? Maybe what it means is because it's not really possible for us. It was prophecy. Matan Torah was nevuah. What was a nevuah? Do we have any concept of what it means, of what it means, nevuah, prophecy? Today, all these people are trying to find, where is Har Sinai? They go out into the desert, they think they know where it is, this little teeny little black mountain, this chart, they have certain types of stones, they think they know what it is, they don't know. How come we're not interested? You don't see anyone running there and putting up, making a business out of it. What?
Shrine.
You don't make, because the Torah doesn't tell us to remember the past. Not that we don't remember the past. The focus of Matan Torah, it's Al Tishkach, don't get me wrong, the Torah says don't forget. The focus is to take that experience and bring it with you to the future. Try to imagine what happened. It's impossible. Maybe that's why we told don't focus on the past. The past is that you can't have a future if you don't have a past. Don't let's not kid ourselves. But what we're going to try to visualize what it was like to receive the Torah with Nevi'im. We are the furthest thing away from prophecy. It's impossible for us to have any hasaga when it means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and to speak to 600,000 people. We have emunah. We have faith. That's one of the most basic principles of Klal Yisrael, the Emunah of Matan Torah. And that Emunah has to be channeled only into the future, to continue to observe the Torah, but don't get hooked up on the past, because it's not something you can really connect to Matan Torah. Conceptually, we believe in it, and that's all expressed in Al Tishkach. When you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, there the focus is the past. It's only the past. We remember every single detail that happened in the past. Zachar, Laman Tizkar, Siyom Tzeischa. Okay, so each of these things has to be analyzed. When it comes to the Egel, it's both. It's the past and the future. Zachar Al Tishkach. I'm just throwing out ideas. What do you have to analyze things? Miriam is only remember the past. Doesn't tell us to go into the future. And Shabbos is only Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos. We have Zohar and Shom. We have another mitzvah. So that's to be... Now, that idea, when you go look over here in this pasuk, Lama lo netzach tishkachenu, it fits in very well. Because here, this is a plea for the future. That's what we're doing. We have the keynotes here on the keynote. One of the keynotes we met, we have... It's the second keynote of the day. Keynote Zayin. You did not remember all of the good things. All of these things are a reference to the past. We're begging Hashem, why did you allow the Golus to happen? Why did you allow the Goyim to destroy the Beis Hamikdash? Why did you not remember our merits? So the focus is the past. He didn't remember all of the good things. There's a silver lining in the Kina that Hashem, maybe he forgot. He did not remember. But it does not say that Hashem forgot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future will certainly remember the Bris Ben Absarim. Hashem certainly remembers Matan Torah. All of the events that are mentioned in the Kina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not remember. It's only Hashem did not remember. But Hashem never forgot. And when we focus on Shikha, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, these events are part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to his merits for us to guide us into the future. To affect, it did not. Hashem did not at that moment remember these things in the past to prevent the Middash from being destroyed. But these critical events, these merits that Klal Yisrael have, are things which are guiding us into the future. Because it does not say that Hashem forgot. Here in this pasuk it says we're complaining, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't you bring Mashiach? We're complaining about our future. It appears from our perspective, Lama lo netzach tishkachenu, why have you forgotten us? Lo netzach, we don't see anything, any light coming at the end of the tunnel. And that's why we chose this specific word.
A mitzvah
of Zecha Zichias.
In other words, it says, you know, when you say this is to learn, but it says, the Gam Limo Tanakh, the Tirgum, Kemashikasa Barizal.
Say that again? The Arizal?
Gam Yilma Tanakh, the Targum.
The Targum, okay.
What we're doing,
yeah. Also, in the art of the Zechus of the Rizal, Zechus Yagin Aleinu, we are being Mekayim his directive. So may he protect us and guide us and bring good things for us. Amen. Alright, so we have over here, okay, let's go to the next. You know, you say L'shem, I saw yesterday a var, this is going off on the topic, L'shem Yichud. Question, old question, why did Hashem punish Mitzrayim? Why will Hashem destroy Edom for destroying the Beis Hamikdash? They did Hashem's will. They did Hashem's. We have sinned. Avol Hashemim Anachnu. We are deserving of punishment. So someone had to do it. So Mitzrayim came forward to send us into exile. Edom came forward to bring us into Golus, Nebuchadnezzar, because we have sinned. So the answer, so we all the basic answer, because it didn't have to be them. You don't have to, no one told you to volunteer. Hashem will get the job done how he wants. Who told you to volunteer? Number two, they went way, way overboard. Now, to summarize all of these answers, it's one quick, short little vart. You know why they're going to be punished? Because they did not say the L'shem Yichud before they did it. That summarizes all of the answers. They would say L'shem Yichud Kud Shalich Liyachet Shem Yudke Bevavke B'Yichud Shalim Shem Kol Yisrael. Then they would not have been punished. Yeah. They do say the L'shem Yichud. Okay, it's not. He's saying something very serious. Okay, when you say L'shem Yichud, then already it's a whole different story.
We have the FBI here tomorrow.
Okay. Hashiveinu. Now we come to the second last pasuk. Hashiveinu Hashem Melech v'Nashuva Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come back to us. This pasuk is going to be repeated twice. We say the second to last pasuk, and it's repeated again in order that we should not be misayim. It's part. It is very unique in that it's part of. It's part of the sefer. It's actually written in Megillas. It's actually written in the Megillas Eicha. It's not like unlike in Koheles. In Koheles, we conclude with the last. Sometimes we go back a pasuk. Do we?
So,
we say the pasuk again. Here, it's very bizarre because it's not one of the 22 psukim. The only 22 psukim in this mizmor, but the pasuk is repeated. It's part. It's actually written in Sefer Eicha. This pasuk is repeated twice. The second to last pasuk, and again the last pasuk. It's pasuk Hashveinu Hashem Elecha Meshuva. We beg Hashem, bring us back to you, and we return. Chadesh Yomein Kikedem. Renew our days like time immemorial, like it was in the olden days. Now, over here, what we're begging Hashem is you take the first step. That's always the big dilemma. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Who's going to take the first step? Here it says, you, Hashem, you take the initiative. You open up our hearts, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, bring us back to you, open up to us, give us some inspiration. Then, v'noshuva, then we will return to you. Now, let's see Rashi. Rashi here says, Lama lo netzach tishivein. What is that? Okay, the Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. So we didn't go back. Let's go back to the previous Rashi. I have it here as Chaf. What do you have in your Rashis? Chaf Aleph?
What?
I have maybe a mistake in mine. Lama lo netzach.
Chaf Aleph.
But Chaf Aleph is Hashiveinu. No, so I don't know if it's a mistake. It could be that what they're doing is they're making pasuk
the two psukim
together, so there should be a grand total of only 22 psukim. It's cool.
Because we have a
chav gimel also. So I don't know why. I have also a mom. I have a different edition, an entirely different edition. So I do not know why, but it says
we have both.
What? Okay, I'm not sure. Let's see what it says over here. Lama netzach tishocheinu haloi nishpato lanu bach kishem sha'ata kayim kach shivuascha kayemis. Why have you abandoned us forever? You have sworn to us. Nishpato lanu b'cha through yourself, through your name. B'cha zosu through the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. You have sworn to us b'cha through you, through your essence, through your Torah. Yisrael v'yaraisi v'kushbichu chadhu k'shem sha'ato kayim kach shuvu kayim. It's just like you are kayim, Yeshua is kayim. Okay, let's see Targum Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph says, Osef Hashem yosonu levosach, Hashem return us to you. Osef means to return, yosonu means us, levosach to you. V'nituv b'syuva shelemta, and we will return with a complete teshuva. Now that is something that is added in by the Targum. It does not say in the pasuk shelemta, a complete. If you, Hashem, will open up to us, take the initiative, inspire us, we will do a teshuva shelema, and then we can.
Teshuva
means to return. Teshuva means to return. Teshuva. We had many times in Eicha. Techades yomono letov, renew our days for good. Now here, kizman yoimayot tovaya dehavo milakadma, like the days of old. Okay, now there are a number of interpretations. First thing is, why do we say chades yomenu kikedem? So one answer is, we don't want to go back to the time of the bayis sheni. We want to go back to the time of the bayis rishain. Even though it's interesting that we study the Gemara and Pesach Midos, Pesach Yoma, and you learn all about the base. You learn all about the Beis Hamikdash, but we're really yearning for a higher Madrega, a Madrega that existed during the Tkuf of the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon had the Aroin, had the Eish Min Hashemayim, had the Shechina. There were many miracles. There were 10 miracles that happened. The Bayis Sheni, a lot of these things did not exist. There was no Aroin. There was no Shechina. There was no Eish Min Hashemayim. There were other things that I forgot. Other few things that existed. So we say Chadesh Shemenu Ki Kedem. We have very big Hasagas. Our Hasagas had to go back to a Madreg of Kedusha that comes way before. Now there's another pasuk that says just the opposite, that the one that has to take the initiative is us. Hashem says, you return to me. Okay, let me see if I can find the pasuk. I marked it down over here. Shuva Eli Yoshua, I think it was the passage Shuva Eli Yoshuva Aleichem. Okay, that's maybe in Tehillim. Okay, I can't seem to find it. I don't know where I marked it off. But there's another pasuk in Tehillim that says Shuva Eli. Hashem demands that we return to Him. So the answer is that the Shuva Aleichem. If we take the first step, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up towards us. So they're both true. There are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He takes the initiative, and there are some times when we have to take the initiative, and it's a continuous cycle. If we take the initiative, Shuv Elai, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the initiative. And then when Hashem takes the initiative, then we trigger this part. So it was those two psukim in Tanakh, their infinite cycle. And the only thing is, where does the cycle begin? That's the problem. How do you get into the cycle? But once the cycle begins, then it continues non-stop. There's another pasuk. Shuv Elai Ki Galticha. But isn't there another pasuk? Shuv Elai V'Yashuva Aleichem.
I don't know why it sounds malachi.
I hear all out of my head.
Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Habez. Ki imos mastanu. Here we beg our Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end. Ki imos mastanu. If you have detested us, even if you have detested us, kotzafta aleinu ad maod. We got enough. Enough is enough. Even if it's true that you utterly detest us, you've gotten angry at us, ad ma'od, more than is enough. And therefore, if you go read the next pasuk there, I think some of the Farshim one that the next pasuk that we repeat is a continuation. Therefore, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadei shimen kikedem. We already got what we deserve. Let's first see Rashi Targum pasuk Habeis. Ki im ma'os ma'astanu b'shvil shechatanu lo hayu l'cho l'harbos ketzef ad ma'od katsher kotzavta. Because we have sinned, due to our sins, even though it's true that we have sinned, we've been punished, but it's not necessary that you should increase in such an extreme degree of anger as you have demonstrated throughout history. Pasuk of Gimel, last pasuk again. Hashvino Hashem Elecha v'Nashuv Chadei Shemim Nikikadem. Lebnei Shemesayim B'Dava B'Divrei Toichacha. Because we include Divrei Toichacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Chutzrach Lichbol Mikra Shalofonav. We have no choice but to repeat the pasuk. Pamacheres, to repeat the pasuk a second time. Lechen Yishai V'Tri Asa V'Koheles. We do this often in Tanakh. We always want to be Mesayim B'Dava Toif. Okay, now this pasuk came by Ois Ma'astanu Katsakadim Ma'adwa. That's a very funny mashal. Marshall is a person. There was once a story where there was a guy who was very curious to see what the Jews do. A very simple, simple-minded, utterly simple-minded, ignorant guy, non-Jew, wanted to see what the Jews do during Yom Kippur. So he begged the people, can he come and watch the service? He wants to sit in Shul Yom Kippur and see what they do. So he comes and he knows from nothing. Comes to Shul and he sees that during Shacharis, everyone is crying. They're all bent over and they're banging their hands on their chest and they're crying. And he says to the people, what's going on here? So they realize he has no understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tshuva and Chet. So they tell him, today everyone is fasting. So they're all very hungry. So they're crying because they're starving. They want to eat something. That's why they're moaning and groaning. Okay, it's a good answer, right? It makes sense. Comes Kriyas HaTorah. No one's crying. They're all sitting there, they're all sitting at their chairs. They're listening very patiently, very quiet, very, very. So he goes. So he says, how come they stop crying? So he said, they said, because they made an announcement that the food is on the way. The food is on the way. They're cooking the food. So they stopped crying. Good news. Okay. So he accepted the answer. They wait a little bit longer, and all of a sudden, it's time for Musaf. And Nachamal. Everyone starts crying again. They start clapping. So he says, I thought they made an announcement that the food. So they say to him, that's right. But the people are ready. They're getting impatient. It's true. They're hungry. They were told. So they quieted down for a couple of minutes. But now they're impatient again. So this is a mashal for the Churban Bayis. Reaching the Churban Bayis. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at us. So at the moment, at the Zman of the Golos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av, we all cried. It was very painful. It was very painful because we were hungry. But then we went into Golos. And Golos, it wasn't so bad. We got used to it. We settled down in this country, that country, made a good parnasa, had a family. So we already calmed down. We got patient. But then the Golos went on and on and on and on, already 2,000 years, and now already enough is enough. How much longer can you be patient? How much longer can you tolerate it? So that's what the pasuk over here means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki ma'os mas tanu, even if you've gotten angry at us, kotzaf delenu ad mon, there's a limit already. We know that you're angry. We've mourned that when it happened. We've tolerated the Golos for a period of time, but we've come to a point of time now which we no longer tolerate it, and therefore we bohu mayim ad nofesh. Okay, now there are a couple of other ideas. This passage describes two different types of reasons for people to not get along, to separate from one another. One is ma'os mas tanu, and the second is anger. Now the psychologists tell us that these are two very different emotions. There are two reasons why people have nothing to do with one another. One reason, because he's just not my type. There's no chemistry. Ki ma'os nas tanu. You sit in a room. These are not my people. It's not my community. They don't share. We have nothing in common. They have a different set of values. They have a different way of doing business. They have a different work ethic. We're just different types of people. I don't get along with them. Ki ma'os nas tanu. Am I angry at the people? At this person on the other side of the room? I'm not angry at him. I have nothing in common with him. I don't like him. I don't like his way of doing business. I don't appreciate his way of life. Then there are people that you're very close with. Everything is very good. We come from the same shtetl. We have the same family. We have the same hashkafa. We get along. But there was a falling out between the two of us because he took advantage of me. He harmed me. He did something, and therefore I'm angry at that person. I have a bitter, bitter complaint, and therefore I choose to separate. I mean, this is very common when it comes to marriage. The only reason why two people get married was because obviously they felt they had something in common. They felt that they can get along. They're close with each other for whatever reason. And then there's betrayal. One of them is unfaithful. So there's anger. There is division. We decide to get divorced, to separate. So these two different emotions are very, very different. There's kima os mas tanu, kotzaft oleinu, and then there is anger. They're very, very. So yet here in this pasuk, the pasuk of here is combining the two together. So that's the difference. So here's how the Mefarshim explain this. Which one of the two is worse? What's worse is kima os mas tanu. because there is no chance for reconciliation when it comes to the need of Ma'os Ma'astan. If you have two that have nothing in common and they detest one another, they will never get together. There's nothing you can do to bring these two people together. If you have two people who originally have everything in common, and the reason why they have separated from one another is because they're angry with one another, so just wait. Ad sheyavar hazam. If there can be forgiveness, if there can be some type of mechila, the anger will go away, and then the two will come back together. So the nafkamina between Ma'os Mastanu and Kotsavta Leinu is the possibility for reconciliation. Mi'isa, there is no possibility. Ketsifa, there is a possibility. Now, what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael? So it would appear to an outsider that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has separated himself from us is because he detests us. How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu detests us? He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He sent us into exile. He has completely separated himself from us. We are disgusting in the eyes of the nations of the world. Everything points to the fact that Kimos Mastan. And if that would be indeed the case, then there would be no chance for us to ever come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the pasuk says Kimos Mastan. This is how you have to interpret the pasuk. It's not my idea. I saw this. I forgot the name of the sefer. It's a sefer, an English sefer, which has many beautiful perushim on Eicha, and explains it as follows: Kimos Mastan. Even though it appears to an outsider, to an observer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'os Ma'astanu, the truth is we know that's not the case. The truth is we know that it's Kotsavta Oleinu. The emes is, it's only Ketsif, it's only anger. And because it's only anger, there is hope for reconciliation. There is hope that the anger will subside, and we will be able to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how these two things go together. Okay, then there's another idea, which is very very similar, but just more of a halachic idea. We know that if a man is married to a woman, and he chooses to divorce her, a man can choose to divorce his wife for one of two reasons. Either because ki motza bo ervas davar, she was unfaithful, she had an affair, and the halach is that, or because ki lo motza chein beina, he just doesn't like her anymore. Dinner is just not as good as the next door neighbor's dinner. Okay, the dinner is just not what it used to be. So kiloi matza chein bi'enaf. What is the nafkamina? If a man divorces a wife for one of these two reasons, what will be a nafkamina? The answer is, if a man divorces a wife because ki matza ba ervas davar, he has discovered that she had relations with another man, he has to divorce her, and he is never allowed to take her back. She is lost. She is considered to be detestable in his eyes. But if a man divorces his wife because ki lo imatza chein de'ena, because she no longer is pleasant in his eyes for whatever reason, so he can divorce her, and then a year later, whatever it is, he can decide to take her back. So here the pasuk says ki ma'os na'astanu. Even though it may appear to an outsider that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have divorced us is because we are detestable in your eyes, which means that because kimat sabo ervas davar, that ervas davar, erva, and that when a woman has ervas davar, so she becomes detestable, and he has to divorce her, then there's no chance for a return. But the truth is, kotsaft oleinu ad mod, it's not because we're really mo'os in your eyes. It's not because we have been unfaithful. It's because kiloi matzachin de'ena, because we have not been doing what you want, so therefore you're angry at us. But the nafkamin is, you do have the option and the ability to take us back to you when we do tshuva. Okay, another idea here, it says ad me'od. Ad me'od means ad v'loyad b'chlal. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had gotten angry at us, ad v'ad b'chlal, then we would have been obliterated. So ad here is interpreted to mean ad v'loyad b'chlal. Now the word me'od is a very powerful word. It's a medrash that says me'od refers to the big three. It refers to al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'Torah, v'al ha'avoda, v'al gemilas chasadim. And the word me'od alludes to all three. How does the word me'od allude to all three? So here we go. Torah. What is Torah? Torah is called me'od because Torah is Rashi Tevos mimino eish dos. Torah is called an eish dos that was given from Hashem's right hand. So mem, mimino, aleph is eish, dos is Torah. That spells me'od. What's the second? Second is avoda. Avoda means tefillah. It means musar. It means serving Hashem with your heart. Eshmira dirochai mechato. I will guard my ways from sinning. The Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah word is Aleph, Dalid Mem. So it's the two have to be inverted, but the three letters are there. It's a reference to the idea of Avoda. The third is Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim is Maskil El Dol. Fortunate is the person who is wise El Dol. That also spells Ma'od. Mem, Aleph, Dalid. So the word Ma'od is a reference for three things. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. And here the Pasuk is telling us the reason why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have rejected us. I think this could be a Medrash. It's not a Medrash. It's called Netiyos Od Adar. Okay, I don't know if this is the name of a Sefer. Netiyos Adar. He brings over here in this Kuntras. Very good Kuntras. It's called Yemei Nechama. Fantastic Kuntras, which has a section on Eicha. And he says that's what the Pasuk here means. Kotsafta Oleinu Ad Ma'od. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu has gotten angry at us and has exiled us is because we have failed to fulfill Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, each one of which is captured in the term of Me'od. Now, Me'od also refers to Adam. Adam, this is a famous stuff from the Maral. Michal, you know this from the Maral? The Maral says this. The Maral says, why is Adam called Adam? So we know because Adam is Adamel or Elyon, Adama, man. Adam is Me'od. Adam, there is no limit. Me'od means very much. Vayalakim is Kol Asher Asavi, Hinei, Toiv Me'od. There's no limit what a person could do. A person's potential is beyond our understanding. That's why Adam has potential. That's the essence of Adam. Here the Pasuk includes, you know why the Churban came about? Ki ma'os ma'astanu katsaft oleinu. Ad over here is interpreting because ma'od. You have failed to make use of your potential. Ad here means ad because of ma'od. You failed. I've given you the choymer, Adam, to be a man, to go with Selim Elokim. You failed to do so, and therefore the Churban has come upon you. Okay, a few more short things before we conclude. Okay, let me just go back. There's some things that are very nice for I came across from yesterday. Back to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, going back to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Al Zeh Ho Yodav Libeinu Al Eile Choshku Einenu. Zeh is a reference for Achdus. How does Zeh is reference for Achdus? Achdus and Klal Yisrael. First of all, Zeh is Bigmatria 12, Yudbeis. It says the Shvatim. Where do we learn the chet of the lack of Achdus? The Shvatim. The Shvatim says Yosef, when he was told by his father to find Yosef, he came across a man. Isha, as you said before, I forget to give you the Sefer. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Nasu Mizeh. They said that they have traveled Mizeh. And what does Rashi there say? They've decided to get. They decide they no longer want to have any part of you. Nasu Mizeh, you're gone. You're a goner. Yosef, I have heard your brother say that you're no longer part of the tribe. You're out. So that word Zeh has become a code word in Klal Yisrael for Achdus. No, what's the pasuk again? What is the pasuk again? Nasu Mizeh. They decided to break up the Achdus. So that's become a code. So here in this pasuk it says, you know why we suffer? Al Zeh. Because of a lack of Achdus. Hoya Dovel Libeinu. The reason why in Galus our hearts have become weak, it's because we lack Achdus. We lack unity with each other. We don't want to help out each other. In Klal Yisrael, that's why we have to suffer. Power is in the numbers. And then it goes on to say, Al Eile. Eile also because of the Chet HaEgel. Eile, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Same word. Al Eile Choshko Einenu. Our eyes have become dulled. we continue to worship Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah in every generation takes on a different meaning. In one generation it meant they worship the eagle, the calf. Other generation it means to worship the almighty dollar. In this generation we will worship technology. Isn't there a pasuk somewhere that it comes, that the common time when people pull out of their palm, they pull out from their chest, they have a desire and they'll kiss it? I remember learning this when I was a child. There's a pasuk, I forgot a pasuk somewhere, maybe in Yecheskel, a pasuk in the Treyasar, they'll pull out from their chest, they have a desire and they'll kiss it. So I used to laugh at this pasuk. But in this generation, it's very posh. Everyone pulls out from their pockets their mobile device, their cell phone, their iPhone, and they look. You walk in the street, you have a new generation, you walk in the street, you have to walk like this. You have to hold it and text. Go on the street, see what it looks like on the street. Pull out your pocket.
Texting lane.
It was a joke. It was a social experiment. Texting lane in Manhattan on Wall Street. They tried a texting lane. What?
College.
They did a social in the scene. They actually, yeah, they did. Very, very funny. It's not a joke. It's been a joke. But that's what the pasuk al eile choshku enenus. That's the very powerful meaning of this pasuk. Pasuk Yitzayin. If you wanted to fataych, why is enough la teres hashenu oyna lo kichatanu? The pasuk design. Why do we suffer? It's because al zeho yadav libenu. You want to know why? I'll summarize it for you in one pasuk. It's because we lack achdus in Klal Yisrael, and because we're not really concerned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have other things. Al eile choshku einenu. Our eyes, instead of looking up towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're looking towards the idols. Again, every generation has its Yetzirah, its type of idol. Okay, to conclude, another interesting mashal I saw from the Dubna Market, a beautiful mashal, and he says, how do we relate to the Churban Beis Hamikdash? Mashal Ma'adav Adomer to a palace, a beautiful palace that one day went up in flames, went up in smoke. Whole palace came and fire department could not get there quick enough, and the palace was destroyed. Who visited the palace? Many people. They were workers, and they were politicians who came. People who worked for the government, and they were the people who lived there. The family of the king. Everyone had a different relationship, a different sense of loss to the palace. A person who worked in the kitchen, who was hired, so what did he mourn? I lost my job. I'm out of a job. The palace burned down. They paid me a good salary to cook every day. There's no one to cook for, so I'm out of a job. It's a sorrow. That's what to cry about. Then there is a politician, one of the princes. This is where, you know, I come over here. What the palace represents, government, democracy, whatever it is, whatever represented my whole way of life was destroyed with this palace. There's nowhere now to come together and to tumult, to make trouble. Everything is gone. The family of the king, what are they? They lost the house. We have nowhere to live. We're out in the streets. The prince, I lost all of my wealth. I had in the palace gold and silver. Who knows what I had? Every single person, because the palace is a place that so many people visit and live, and they have, everyone has a different perspective. But the one who is in the greatest state of mourning, very profound, what the Dilma Magid is about to say, the one has the most profound sense of loss is the king. Why? Because only he knows about the hidden treasures that went up in smoke. Everyone there, they're hidden, even the prince, I had $1 million stashed away. But only the king knows that in the walls, underneath the ground, behind the walls, there were hidden treasures that no one knew about. Only he put away for safekeeping. And that is the tsar the king had. It is the same thing for the Beis HaMikdash. For some people, the Beis HaMikdash, it's a tourist attraction. Some people are a higher madrega. You know, I did an avera, I bring a carbon, I get atonement. For the kohanim, it was my way of life. This is where I live. This is, I don't have any property. This is my nachala. I don't have a job to go to. This is what I do the whole day. I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. For the Kohen Gadol has a greater appreciation. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the losses, the hidden treasures, the things that we don't even appreciate, or even for us, they're the Talmidei Chachamim, for people who are very high Bali Madrega, the greater Madrega you are, the more hidden treasures you realize were part of the Beis HaMikdash. And with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, those hidden treasures are lost. The greater the person is, the higher Madrega a person brings himself, the more he realizes the more hidden treasures he becomes aware of. And now when he has to recognize and focus on the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, the more painful it is for such a person. Okay, let me just see if I have any other ideas before we close. And this pasuk as well, where it says, Al zeh hayadav libenu, okay, there's another very beautiful idea. Al zeh pasuk yitzayin, Al zeh hayadav libenu, Al ila choshweinenu, Dav libenu means the timtum halev, another very important focus of Golas. Part of Golas is the lave is contaminated. Just like Chazal said, when a person eats non-kosher food, the non-kosher food has an effect on his DNA, on his blood. The whole experience of being in Golas is metantein the lave. Chashu einenu is our lack of ability to study Torah, to learn Torah the way we should. Every single day in davening, we mispalul v'ho'er einenu b'soro secha. The Golas, the Chorban of Golas, is the tintum halev, the lack of desire to yearn for greatness, and our failing in Siyat Dishmaya in Talmud Torah. Alright, let me just see what else I wrote down. I think we've gone through. Okay, everything I wrote down we went over. Let me just see if I didn't forget anything over here. Okay, one last idea. Another reason why we repeat, we'll conclude with this. Why do we conclude with Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv v'chadesh v'menech yikadem? It's a nice word. It's because after Tisha B'Av, where are we heading? What's next on the agenda?
Rosh Hashanah.
What's next on the agenda? What's next on the agenda is Rosh Hashanah. Is Elul, Yimei Tshuva. So, Ki Ma'os Na'astanukot Tzafter Leinu Ad Me'od means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get angry. Really, the Megillah ends with, Ribbono Shel Olam, we've learned the lessons of Tisha B'Av. Ki Ma'os Na'astanukot Tzafter Leinu Ad Me'od. Now that Tisha B'Av is coming to an end, let's look forward to the next holiday. What's the next holiday? The Yimei Rachamim, Yom Neroim, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, Sukkot. These Yimei Oisanim, these are the days of Tshuva. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh yomeinu ki kedem. We want to do Tshuva, we want to come close to you. We want to now begin the process of Tshuva. Just like, you know, there's a minute by Hasidim that on Shmini Atzeres, Mitzvah Shmini Atzeres, you take out the Chanukah menorah. You always go from one holiday into the next. Every holiday you begin the next. Purim is Shloshim Yomim before Pesach. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, he used to learn with us. I went to the Rebbe, and he took out on Purim, went to the Purim, and he opened up the Shulchan Aruch, and he started learning Hilchas Pesach. He says, Shloshim Yomim on Purim, he's supposed to begin learning Hilchas Pesach. Every Yomtiv, he's supposed to already look for the next Yomtiv. Chanukah, I don't see anyone in Chanukah preparing for Purim though. Do people do that in Chanukah? To prepare for Purim? I never heard anything like that. In Chanukah already you begin to prepare.
Money.
What? You give money to the children. That's the preparation for Purim. Never heard such a thing. You start making matzahs. Okay. Chanukah, but before Chanukah you start making matzahs today. But there is such an inyan. There is such an inyan already to get yourself moving. So when you say Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv v'chadesh yomeinu ki kedem, it's not really part, it's not toy. Like Rashi says, the pshat is you don't want to be Mesayim Adov Aras, so you repeat the second last pasuk. No! Forget about that reason. Now, Eicha is over, Tisha B'Av is over, let's get on with the agenda. The next holiday down the line is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's time to do tshuva. And then this line is very interesting. How many days are there between? Think about how many days are there between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. There are exactly 50 days. What is the significance of 50 days? Yovel. Yovel. You go and you count 7 times 7. What do you do on Yovel? You blow shofar. Yovel is the Zman when you blow shofar. So what are we doing? We are basically, it's like counting Svira. We are starting after Tisha B'Av. We've reached the lowest low. We've hit rock bottom. The only place you can go on Tisha B'Av is to go up. So basically, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, you should start counting Svira. Hayoim Yoim Echad Boimer. The day after Tisha B'Av, you start counting Svira. Svira to the complete Shleimus is 7 times 7. And then you reach Rosh Hashanah. And what do you do on 50? You blow the shofar. What's the shofar? The shofar Shel Mashiach. Beis HaMikdash is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The birth of Mashiach happens, we have Emunah, happens on Tisha B'Av. Okay, the Mashiach has to grow and develop 50 days. You have to have a process of growth, of development, 7 times 7. You reach the climax exactly 50 days later on Rosh Hashanah, when you blow the shofar. And that shofar is the shofar Shel Mashiach, which is directly connected to Tisha B'Av. We don't think of it like that. We think of shofar as just tam. You blow shofar in the Echanami, in the Musaf, there are 10 signals of shofar. And one of the reasons why you blow shofar, it is the shofar Shel Mashiach. But when you blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to think that this is shofar of Rosh Hashanah is the product, and the growth of the avoda of Tisha B'Av. The 7 times 7 to reach this moment, just like we go from Pesach to Shavuos. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to be mekabel the Torah. You just can't be mekabel the Torah in an instant. You have to, it takes a process of going through 7 times 7 till you reach Shavuos. Same exact thing. We go through the process to reach Rosh Hashanah.
I saw Rebbe's on Korah Laimoyeh.
Yeah.
There's 21 days plus the Yud, which is also Avelis.
Yeah.
Is 22 days. We have in Golos 22 days of Yom Tov, Pesach.
Right. Pesach is when we said it's over. This exactly 22 days. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You have to make Yom Kippur. So 22 days to respond the Moed.
Yeah, by the way, did you mention this Medrash here? Medrash on Azeh Hoya David Beinu. He says here that
a nida is called a dava. Yeah, we mentioned it. A nida is a dava. So a nida is only for a week.
Yeah.
And here already 2,000 years, so that's why we complain. Why are we dava? We also mentioned dava is hoid. We discussed yesterday, dava is the opposite of hoid. We discussed a lot of different ideas on the word dava. Okay, so that pretty much concludes what we can really make a scene in the 9 days. So we can now make a scene. So may you bring in all the fleshiks for us now for the kitchen? Okay, we'll see tomorrow. We have yet to decide what we're going to learn for the next 3 days, because we're not going to learn until Kehelis, until after Tisha B'Av. So we'll see tomorrow.